my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. It is Thursday, and I'm so thankful to be with you on this day. I want to once again, every day this week, I've been asking you to pray specifically for this youth conference. Now, you're number 41, and God has used it through the years. And I'd like you to pray that the touch of God would be here, the presence of God would be here. In the early days, I mentioned earlier this week, we really never had but just a few people saved. Youth groups would come 40-some years ago and saved. But now it's different. And even good churches have young people without Christ. And I just want you to pray that God would do something very special in the heart of every student, that they'd be born again. And then that every teenager would make specific decisions. And they're going to have to. This access to the internet and phones and all will destroy, I promise you, 100% of the time their lives. Revive us again, and to God be the glory. Here's a great song the singers sing for us today. Thank you for listening. That's what I believe right now in my lifetime. I believe two things are going to happen, and I want to see both of them. One, a worldwide revival where people come back to God, revival and rapture. You know, Brother Aaron, I think I can see both those happen, where there's a revival and where there's a rapture. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and he is coming again. We have a wonderful song, and I've introduced these girls before, the Wynn girls, N, G-U-Y-E-N, and that's pronounced Nguyen, from Vietnam. Their dad came, escaped here on a boat, saw people die, and mother came from another country. They were married. They've raised four perfect girls. One's married, all adults now, and they're two wonderful boys. And I just thank God for them. And the Nguyen sisters sang, "I am so blessed." And really, quite frankly, that's my testimony. I am such a blessed person. God has gone way overboard when he took my life into his care, and he's done so much for me. Well, girls, you sing for us, "Sweetest Little Things You've Ever Met." They are so sweet and kind. Pretty little girls, too. You ask Mrs. Treber, "I am so blessed."
I stand here and think about just what he's done. I start counting my blessings one by one. I sure don't deserve all that he's done for me, but I'll praise him forever through eternity. And I am amazed that he take the time to give me such blessings that fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am. I am so blessed. He's given me breath and he's given me life. He saved my lost soul from torment and strife. Jesus died on the cross just to show me his love. He's building my home in heaven above. And I am amazed that he take the time to give me such blessings that fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am. I am so blessed. And I am amazed that he take the time to give me such blessings that fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am.
Peter is preparing to die. He knows that his decease, he already said it in chapter 1, it's right around the corner. Yeah, I've said it twice now this week. This is the third time. This book mirrors 2 Timothy, where Paul said, "The time of my departure is at hand." Okay, it's here. And here is Peter, and he knows he's going to be killed as well for the cause of Christ. But he's warning these people. He's warning them in chapter 2. This is where we're at today. And I'm going to take chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3 today and tomorrow. I'm not in any hurry. Because as a man gets to the end of the journey, he begins to say things that are so important. Have you ever read 2 Samuel 23 and 24? David's a farewell to his people, and he makes it so very clear how much he loved them and how his family should have been a better example. And you see that in Joshua's day, chapter 23 and really chapter 24, where he said, "I want you to know that you're going to have to choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. You people, I'm not going to be here." And Moses, the entire book of Deuteronomy, is it 34 chapters? I think it's not 36, it's 34. And he writes and he said, "This is my farewell message." How'd you like your preacher to have a farewell message? It took about 6 years for him to preach that. But it's all about, I want you to do right. When you get into the new land, I want you to read the Word of God to your children. And I want you to teach them. And I want you to write it upon the frontlets of their eyes and on the doorposts of the house. And I want it on the walls. I want them to know about what a wonderful privilege it is to serve the King of Kings. Well, that's where Peter's at. And he said, and all of them warned, and there's others. And he's warning against these false prophets. You remember that the Apostle Paul did this in Acts? After my departure shall grievous wolves come in, not sparing the flock. And also of your own selves, it's going to happen within the realm of Christianity, shall men arise saying perverse things. Well, here Timothy, Peter in these last days, he said, I'm going to tell you, in these last days, many are going to, they're going to reject and deny the redemption of salvation through Jesus Christ, and they're going to be in the church. But as there were false prophets, also among the people, he's very clear. He could tell the man's passion. Even as there shall be false teachers among you. Stop right there. Do you know in your church, I don't care who you are, the great North Valley Baptist Church, there are false that are fakes and phonies in the house of God. That's why God says, we prophesied in your name. We did the buses in your name. We did youth in your name. We did the pulpits in your name. We did singing in your name. We did it all for you. And many shall say, well, here's what we did. And he'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. Now, I'm very careful. I'm going to tell you this. And we're looking at these the next 2 days. I'm telling you, I really believe there's many in churches that are unsaved. Now, I want to be careful. I have a very extensive prayer journal, and it's a very nice leather journal, and there's just enormous amount of pages of prayer requests that I have and things in there and prayer requests that I have to pray. But I have a list of pages of people that are backslidden. Breaks my heart, just backslidden, away from God. But I have a list that's even more grievous than that. It's those that are here, I'm their pastor, or around the nation, people I know that I don't believe have ever, ever, ever been born again. It's amazing how many people, do you know, if people could know this, that, well, they leave our church, go down the street. They leave our church, go down the road. They leave our church, go across the here, and they go and join these other churches. But I feel bad for the pastor because he doesn't know. He's inheriting some real bad situations. And they never ask, so I don't tell. But most of those people that I have left through the years have been on my prayer list that they're lost. I've never said that publicly. But there are false prophets and false teachers among you who shall privily, secretly, shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them and bring themselves into swift destruction. You see, these false teachers, pastors, you know what I'm talking about. I'm watching it all the time. In our lobby, from time to time, we'll have people stop by here, and they'll be in the morning service. Next thing I know, they have brochures they left around. Guess what, friends? They go right in the garbage. They bring doctrinal differences, and they bring big issues on doctrines of repentance, and they do big things the tulip theory. What am I thinking about here? Calvinism, that's a big one. And the fundamentalism, all these things. That goes in the garbage. Abortion, well, I'm against abortion, but you're not going to come here and run your campaign in my lobby. No, sir. Elections, we're here. We left these here. Well, God bless you. Try to get everybody registered to vote. But you're not coming and passing your material on our property. No, sir. Why? Because I'm responsible for what is going on around here. Father, we have two more verses that are so important. Bless our listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, Thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.